From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. President Obama says he will not recognize a proposed referendum in the Crimean Peninsula to determine whether the territory should become part of the Russian Federation. Speaking at the White House shortly after the U.S. imposed sanctions on Moscow, he again accused the Russians of violating international law. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks reports.
Just hours after unveiling sanctions and a visa ban on Russian leaders, President Obama upped the ante again. He told reporters he won't recognize the proposed referendum on Crimea joining the Russian Federation.
The proposed referendum on the future of Crimea would violate the Ukrainian Constitution and violate international law. Any discussion about the future of Ukraine must include the legitimate government of Ukraine.
The president said the door is still open for negotiations with Russia, but he's keeping the pressure on Moscow in a bid to concentrate Vladimir Putin's mind.
Earlier, Crimea's parliament voted to join Russia and to hold a referendum on the 16th of March to ratify the move. Ukraine's interim government says such a vote would be unconstitutional. European Union leaders have agreed to suspend visa talks with Russia and stop preparations for the upcoming G8 summit in response to the Ukrainian crisis. The EU says Russia will face severe consequences, such as asset freezes and travel bans, if it does not de-escalate the situation in the Crimea region. European Council President Herman Van Rompuy says the EU is united in saying it will take further action if Russia does more to destabilize Ukraine.
Today, all leaders affirmed that as European Union, we have a special responsibility for peace, stability and prosperity on our continent. And we are ready to take that responsibility. Acts of aggression cannot be without consequences.
U.S. officials say they are investigating a NATO airstrike, which killed at least five Afghan soldiers in one of the deadliest incidents of friendly fire in the history of the U.S.-led war in Afghanistan. The strike comes a month before a presidential election in Afghanistan, which will see President Karzai's exit at a time of deteriorating relations with the U.S. Nina Maria Potts reports.
Details of the NATO airstrike on Thursday morning are still sketchy. Western officials were quick to apologize, but the incident comes at a time of heightened tensions between the U.S. administration and Afghan President Hamid Karzai. The Afghan leader has long claimed NATO airstrikes are ineffective and cause too many civilian casualties, while the U.S. insists they are critical to the war on terror. Also on Thursday, the brother of Hamid Karzai bowed out of the country's upcoming presidential race and endorsed one of his rivals, shaking up the election campaign a month before the vote.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Another of the world's biggest companies has indicated it would like Scotland to stay in the UK. The chief executive of oil giant Shell now says the company values the continuity of Britain. This comes ahead of a vote on Scottish independence in September, as Ollie Barrett reports.
Ben van Beurden says he wants Scotland to stay part of the UK and the UK to stay part of the European Union. He says Shell, whose parent company is incorporated in Britain, wants the greater investment stability and certainty provided by the UK remaining one country. The Scottish government says it can reassure Shell of the stable environment an independent Scotland could provide post the September vote. But the Shell view on independence comes as Lloyds Banking Group and Barclays both cite Scotland's referendum as a potential risk to their businesses. Ollie Barrett, London.
And social media giant Facebook has announced a crackdown on users trying to sell or trade guns on its platform. It follows intense pressure from gun control advocates to rein in the volume of gun-related postings. Our correspondent Rebecca Hume reports.
The new policy comes after more than 225,000 people petitioned Facebook to crack down on illegal sales made via its service. Facebook says its users and those on Instagram under the age of 18 will be blocked altogether from viewing posts about gun sales. And access to gun-related postings will be limited and regulated for all users. The new rules also mean that firearms sellers will have to advertise that they run background checks and won't be able to conduct transactions across state lines without going through a licensed firearms dealer. Rebecca Hume, Washington.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.